If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that we may serve you as we look forward to the new liturgical year, but as we look back to the present liturgical year, and we look with expectation of where you are leading us, and we ask that you heal us of all the things that we may be healed of, that we may glorify your name even more. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, of course, today is Wednesday of the last week of the liturgical year. And again, we are continuing in the book of Daniel. Here is a fascinating reading. Now, this is something that really must be understood in the context of the world we live, and that is understanding the reality of the sacred. We see this principle show up several times, and my favorite example is when it's from the book of Judges, when we have Eli and his two sons of Phinehas and Hophni, and they are absolutely corrupt. They're two of the most corrupt people in the Bible, but they believe that the Ark of the Covenant, this is the principle, we've talked about it before, the principle behind the movie Raiders of the Lost Ark. As long as they had the Ark of the Covenant with them, the Lord would help them win every battle, and they come to learn that you cannot blaspheme the Lord. So here these two people are completely corrupt. They basically take for themselves the Lord's portion of food and offerings and everything else. And then when the battle comes, they lose the ark. They don't just lose the battle, they lose the battle and the ark. So you got to understand that the ark is the presence of God. And you know, it is the predecessor to what we have in churches today, which is the Catholic Church is the tabernacle. And so the ark is the presence of God, and it ends up into the hands of the foreign camp. And I'm not going to go into the full detail. We'll do that when that reading comes up again. But ultimately, the Philistines give it back with a nice little note. Sorry, we took your ark. I don't know what the note actually said, but it was like, because bad things started happening in their camp, and they realized, yes, it was okay for them to win the battle because there was a message that needed to be sent to the people during the reign of Eli and the two sons, Phinehas and Hophni, but it wasn't right for them to keep the ark. And oh, you can have this back. There you go. Well, something similar has here. We've got the same principle. We've got Daniel again. He's got the charism. He can interpret dreams. And actually, in the midst of a party, there was this very, it sounds like something out of Halloween. It should have been for October 31st because it fits very well. This hand starts writing on the wall. Oh, what's going on here? Well, what's happening, and remember, we always have to look at two things here. Basically, I think I mentioned this before, three audiences. And the first audience is the audience that would understand this reading. The second audience is the audience to whom this was written. And the third audience is us. So the first audience would be the people who could look back in history and see the stories during the Babylonian exile. The second audience is the people to who this was written, which was, remember, the second century Maccabean, just before the Maccabean revolt. The third audience is us and what's happening. Well, during the Maccabean Revolt, remember, everything, we all just want one big happy religion. That would be great. So this is what we're going to do. And that's what happened at the time under Artaxerxes IV and the following kings. Well, what happens is that they have taken over the temple at this time, and they've taken over the vessel because they don't believe in the God of the Jews. But we're going back to the Babylonian exile, where the king took the stuff from the liturgical materials, the liturgical items from the temple, and are using it in a party and using it in the midst of all his sinful activities, what would be considered sinful activities to the Jews. And similar to the story of Eli, Hophni, and Phinehas, does not go well. So we're going to talk about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight. Don't forget to tell others where they can find our program. You can hear us on WEZE 590 AM and WEZERadio.com at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning, Monday through Friday, Eastern Time. We then podcast the program on your favorite podcast platform and at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also hear us on our parish website, ST for SaintAnthonyAlston.org. That's SaintAnthonyAlston.org. And let others know where they can find us and spread the word and subscribe to our podcast. We're back, and today we are looking at this powerful reading from Daniel, and it's from the fifth chapter of Daniel. And we're learning that King Belshazzar discovers not to use the sacred vessels, period. Definitely don't use them for sin, but don't use the sacred vessels at all. That way you'll never use them for sin, because he's using the sacred vessels and you don't do that. Sacred vessels from the temple. So it's an important distinction and something to keep in mind. And one of the things to always keep in mind is a factor here. And this is something a lot of people, especially maybe those who don't believe and are looking for proof of God's existence, don't understand. It's the time factor. And what do I mean? Well, think of it this way. In this reading, we see that the king, his father, King Nebuchadnezzar, he destroyed the temple. He stole the valued items from the temple, had no idea what they were, took them into Babylon, and now time obviously passed, and now his son is the king, and he's using these vessels. Very possible that his father had more respect for him, for them, because he understood that they were sacred vessels. We don't know, but the son is using these vessels in the reality of sin, and all of a sudden we see this reaction where he's starting to see this hand writing on the wall and his days are numbered and everything else. Well, understand that time factor. A lot of people get into the idea that, say, for example, someone, and this happens again with Hophni and Phinehas and Eli, someone steals something belonging to God. You would expect them, by today's standards, to be struck by lightning on the spot. Well, no, that doesn't happen. But ultimately, there is something that goes on over time that lets them realize maybe they shouldn't have done that. But there's a time factor there. It's not this instant understanding. And always remember, there's a time factor. And that goes with our own world today. People will say, oh, yeah, well, I can show you that, you know, if you disobey God, you know, the sky is going to fall. You watch. And the sky doesn't fall. And people go, well, I disobeyed God. The sky doesn't fall. Therefore, that doesn't work now, does it? And if you study what the Bible actually teaches in giving accounts, it's never an instant thing, with a few exceptions. It's because you got to give people a time to learn, and maybe the time for God to give his lesson, which he's doing here. Don't misuse the sacred. And that's an important concept. So we understand. Then, you know, then there are certain things that the Lord will reach in and address, and sometimes in stark ways, but it's always after a period of time. So keep that in mind. And one of the things that you can see that can happen is also people may get the wrong lesson until the Lord steps in. Now, for example, I heard the Speaker of the House was talking about, according to an article, and I'd rather listen to what the actual source is, but we don't have that. But he may be talking about some of the political decisions that have made over the past few years, past few decades, and say that God is going to punish the United States. And among the things he lists were some of the things that are in the culture wars. He doesn't mention the fact that and this is an important consideration. People forget this. It doesn't mention the fact that we line the parts of Eastern Europe with nuclear missiles. Do you actually think the Lord wants us to deploy nuclear missiles? Now, we do that in the reality of what's it called? It's mutually assured destruction. If you want to see an example of what that policy is, it's literally that policy. Go see the movie War Games from 1984. And don't mind the old technology, just understand it. That is the official international policy of all these nations. But you realize that people say, well, you know, because of this and policies, because, you know, of all these cultural issues going on in our country, I'm not going to name them all because I'll name one. You say, why didn't you name another? But no one looks at the fact that we have weapons of mass destruction, which also God would say, you're not supposed to have those. You shouldn't even be deploying those to all nations. Do you understand? Now, of course, we do, and we do as a way of protection, but do you actually think the Lord is not turning or is turning a blind eye to that? I don't think so. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com.
Remember, when you're looking for a church to worship, consider St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street. And